Kathy Tilly puts a thin sheet of plastic over a paper card with rows of fish scales on it and then places it into a hydraulic press.
And then I can start pumping the pressure up. And we go up to 25,000 PSI, and then we count to 15.
It takes that much force to make imprints of the scales in the plastic.
Then we use a dump valve to just lower the platen, pull these metal plates out, peel it up, and what you are left with is an impression of the fish scales.
After pressing the scales, Tilly takes a small card with the impressions and examines it underneath a microfilm reader.
Most people describe them as looking like a thumbprint or as tree rings.
Tilly is figuring out the age of a salmon. Like trees, salmon have rings on their scales that show how old they are. Tilly looks at these markings that indicate the fish's growth to figure out how many years they spent in freshwater rivers, where they were born, and how many they spent in the ocean. Tilly and one other person age all the scales collected from the Bristol Bay sockeye run. That means they each look at tens of thousands of scales in a summer. Knowing the age of the fish returning to Bristol Bay's rivers helps biologists forecast and manage future runs. It can also provide more information on why a run is turning out differently than forecasted.
For instance, this season, why are we not seeing the age class 2-2? That's a big component, especially of the Igigik River.
Igigik was predicted to have an above-average sockeye run this year. By mid-July, however, not even half the forecasted 9.1 million sockeye have returned. With the data Tilly and her fellow scale ager collected, biologists were able to surmise quickly that the run may be coming in under forecast and enacted conservation measures. Those actions ensured enough sockeye would get up the river to sustain future runs. Even though she spends her summer in a small office instead of on the water, Tilly loves the role she plays in Bristol Bay's salmon fishery.
Looking around the world and knowing how incredibly special this fishery is because it has been so well taken care of, that's exciting. I love being a part of that.
The sockeye season is on track to start winding down in the coming weeks. Until then, Tilly will keep plugging away at aging the scales put in front of her. In King Salmon, I'm Mitch Borden.